Good morning, Mr. Trudeau. I have a few questions for you.
Excellent. It's a pleasure to be on with you, Trevena.
You called an election this year, which is 2 years earlier than expected. So what, in your opinion, should Canadians be deciding on in this election?
Well, I think everyone knows that the world has changed very rapidly because of this pandemic. We've had a year and a half in which the government has invested more money in supported small businesses, in supporting Canadians so we could get through this pandemic than ever before. And it was a really important time. But just the same way, in the coming months, we're going to be making decisions as a country about how to finish with this pandemic, how to move forward into a better future with things like $10 a day childcare, with a stronger economy, with more opportunities for small businesses and better jobs. These are decisions that are going to be huge decisions to make, and they're going to be made as we come out of this pandemic, not a year from now, not 2 years from now. So Canadians should have to choose now what kind of government they want, what kind of direction they want to take. That's why now is the right time for an election, because Canadians should be able to choose.
Can you tell me why there are so few Chinese Liberal candidates? It's said to be the fewest so far. For example, there are only two in BC in this election.
Actually, we have more Chinese-Canadian candidates running for the Liberal Party of Canada in this election than we've ever had before. And that's some MPs that are running again. Minister Mary Ng, who we're very much counting on continuing to be part of our government after this this election, and two strong candidates here in the Lower Mainland. I am always looking for more strong candidates to step up for the Liberal Party, and I certainly hope that over the coming years, many members of the Chinese-Canadian community will continue to step up to represent their community and to build a stronger Canada as well.
Mr. Trudeau, I want to focus on two policy, contrasting yours with the other two parties, the Conservatives and the NDPs. First of all, on the housing platform, how is yours policy different from the other two parties?
One of the problems with the Conservatives' approach on policy, on housing policy, is their main solution is to give tax breaks to people who already own homes. And that doesn't make sense. It doesn't help any young families or anyone buy a new home. We need to focus on both helping people save money to buy a new home. We need to make sure we're incenting the creation, the building of new homes. But we also need to protect people's rights. We know that there's a lot of speculation and blind bidding and practices that are really putting people trying to buy their home, their new home, at a disadvantage, and we're going to make sure that people are protected when they make this important purchase. That's where our plan is a lot stronger than both the Conservatives and the NDP. People are saying, independent observers are saying, that we have the strongest plan on housing because we're continuing to build on the great work we've done over the past years to help hundreds of thousands of Canadians buy new homes.
Do you think the government should tax capital gains on housing?
No. The Conservatives are trying to scare Canadians with that. We have no intention of doing that. We know, however, that it is really important to ensure that people can continue to grow equity in their homes. That's why we're going to stand against speculative growth and support the steady growth in the housing market.
In view of the opioid crisis in BC, what's your party's drug policy?
We know that the opioid crisis has caused incredible damages in communities right across the country, and we need to stand strongly to keep our communities safe, to keep our kids safe. That's why we are moving forward with issues that are going to respond in treatment and support for people with addictions, at the same time as we crack down on trafficking, on drugs, on gangs, on illegal importation and manufacturing of drugs. We know that keeping communities safe is a top priority for Canadians. That's what we're going to do. That's why, linked to that, we've strengthened gun control significantly. We've banned assault weapons in Canada. Unfortunately, the Conservatives want to weaken gun control, want to bring back assault weapons in this country, which I don't think would keep communities safe. I don't think would keep families safe.
Can you tell me, how would you improve the relations with China? As you know, in the past 2 years, it has gone from bad to worse.
I think it's extremely important that China releases the two Canadian citizens that they have arbitrarily detained in Canada. We are a country of the rule of law. We expect people to uphold international law and principles. And unfortunately, the decision to arbitrarily arrest and detain two Canadians has put a difficult for Canada and China to work collaboratively together. We will continue to work together on economic files, but there are many things, including human rights and defense of Canadians from arbitrary detention, that we're going to continue to push back hard on China on, because we know we need to be strong enough for our values.
Do you think the government should intervene in the Meng Wanzhou case?
We have a justice system that is going through its processes, and unlike in many other countries, including China, we don't interfere in the independent justice system.
Finally, Mr. Trudeau, can you give us one reason, just one reason, why Canadians should vote for your party?
Because we had your back during the pandemic. We were there to support small businesses. We were there to support families. We were there to grow the economy. Our economic recovery is stronger than just about any other country because we knew that giving the right supports to Canadians was the way to get through this. We had your back through the pandemic, and now we're going to have your back through building a stronger future for everyone with childcare, with better jobs, even as we fight climate change, and a stronger future for everyone.
Thank you so much, Mr. Trudeau, for talking to us.
It's a pleasure, Trevina. Have a good day.